Danish scientists have discovered a creature which has never been seen anywhere before. The discovery of the tiny bottle-shaped animal christened Symbion Pandora has been called the zoological highlight of the decade. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Cathy McNair.
Radio 1, more music.
Guided by Voices, and it's called Exit Flagger.
We have to mention the bloke whose name we've actually forgotten wrote in to say he'd met Julia Sawala, and she said we had to play this. Well, anything for you, Julia. I hope you're enjoying it.
I think he might be lying, that bloke.
No, he wouldn't lie.
Like Stalin said, the bigger the lie, the more likely people are to believe it.
No one would lie like that.
That's exciting news about a new animal being discovered.
Bottle-shaped. Maybe they could replace coins with those. They're very tiny as well.
Or, in fact, bottles. Yeah. With small bottle-shaped animals.
Sorry, man. We overran there on History's Eye.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've messed up the news.
And then you said a stupid thing.
No change there.
You laugh now.
I do laugh, yeah.
You won't be laughing when you're back in the gutter where you belong.
First time you speak's been, delayed by Uranus, joke, isn't it?
Dr. Ronnie's Celebrity Illness Roundup.
The Yeovil intellectual PJ Harvey is suffering from skivellitis. PJ Harvey's mother found her in her bed on the morning of her concert, complaining of a headache and a funny feeling tummy. After PJ's mum said she'd better stay at home for the day, PJ did seem to perk up a bit, then watched telly under a duvet eating soup and crisps. Skivellitis is treated by a smack on the bottom and a stern warning never to do it again.
Dear Anthony, thank you for your letter about your belief in God. I believe in God also. He is good. I, however, believe...
Dear Deborah, yes, you're right. God is good, and so are my books about Narnia. You are correct in thinking they are good.
For 30 years, Shadowland star Anthony Hopkins corresponded with American Deborah Winger about Christianity and the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and they maintained a deep transatlantic friendship until one day, Anthony decided to chance his arm.
Dear Deborah, thanks for your letter about God and stuff. I like God too, as you know by now, after 30 years. Oh, come on, Deborah. We know what this stupid writing about God is all about. I want to tie you up with masking tape and smear oil all over your body, you American slag. I hate God. I hate him, and so do you. He's rubbish. You want it. 30 years I waited for you, you bent. Yours sincerely, Anthony Hopkins. P.S. I am walking as I write this.
Aslan's beard, no.
There, Anthony Hopkins again there, espousing the great lost art of letter writing. And remember, if you want to write to us, our new address is Lee and Herring, P.O. Box 168, London, WC2 and 9NX. That address is good for any time of the year, not just when the BBC's on. You can write any time you want, and we'll try and write back. Yeah. Pete, what have you been up to this week?
I went out.
You went out?
Yeah, I went out of the flat.
Were you scared?
Yeah, because it was like... cold. I did the cookery slot, in that roads around Britain program.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's good.
You know, the man goes out and, sort of buys ingredients and talks to Morris dancers and things.
I'm aware of it, yeah.
But mine's called Roads Around Balham. But I've spelt it properly, because his says R-H-O-D-E-S, and I looked that up in the dictionary.
Yeah.
It was wrong.
to Gary Rhodes.
Hello?
Hello, Peter?
Yes.
I've come to do the Rhodes Rambalam feature.
Oh, yes. Right. I mean...
Thank you.
Sorry about the man lying there. Sorry, old man, stinky. Excuse me. Step over him, I think. He might be dead, actually.
Right.
So you come in. You better follow me. It's my flat here. It's just a stain. This is my stain there on the wall. Looks like a man's winky with a bear coming out of it.
Oh, yes.
It'd be horrible, that, wouldn't it? Noticed you got, three buttons on your cardigan there.
Yes, that's right.
Imagine if you had four...
Yes.
Right, anyway, time to do the recipe, I suppose. Just get some stuff out of the fridge. Oh, dear, my food. My food's gone. Somebody's, one of the men has eaten my food, I think. So, I have to go out into Balham and get some things.
A slice of life there from Peter in Balham.
More later.
We've got someone on the line with a suggestion for what to replace coins for old people, and it's Andy Tivers of Ruslip. Hello, Andy.
Hi, it's Tivers, by the way.
Tivers.
Yeah, ooh, you vain man.
Yeah, indeed.
Go on, what's your thing?
What do you want to have money replaced with, then?
All right, well, I thought, instead of replacing money, just to make it so that before any of them can spend their money, they must first watch an episode of Scratchy & Co. and enjoy it, which features Ronnie Ancona.
Yeah, that's true. Aha, and you've made Ronnie look like an idiot now.
Yes, I know.
Thank
if
you,
only you could see. But that's not exactly, it's not real replacement, guys. It's more of like a sort of test they have to do.
It's good enough for me. If it's good enough for Andy, it's good enough for me.
And right, Tivers.
Time for our next guest. Tivers, is it now?
Ooh.
We've got our next guest, Brian and Roger Platty.
Hello.
I believe they're brothers, and they are presence consultants. Is
that's
that
right,
one?
Yeah.
What's that?
it's very simple, Richard. We offer a presence buying service. I mean, you're obviously a busy man being an entertainment.
That's true, I haven't got any of my presents yet.
What we will do for you, the service we will offer, is that if you want me to go and get a present for, say, your father, you give me some details, and then Roger here will feed them into our database.
Oh, wow.
And it's a completely personalised service. Then we will go out and we get the present for you.
That's great, because I don't have time, and I also find it difficult to think what they'd like. You know, that takes a lot of time.
Exactly,
so
yeah,
that takes it all out.
Well, we specialise.
We're all powered up now. I mean, what is your dad?
Oh, he's a retired headmaster.
I'll just put that in. He's about
75 now, I think.
We'd get in gloves.
Gloves?
Yeah. Yes. That's what the computer came out with.
Come with gloves.
Yeah,
well,
the choice of blue or grey.
Green?
No, blue or grey.
Well, that's great. So, well, I hope he isn't listening. The surprise will be spoiled. There was some nice gloves.
I mean, we're trying to show you, like, Ronnie, do you have a brother?
Yeah, I do.
You do have a brother. And does he like music, for example?
Yeah, well, he likes blues.
Likes blues music? Well, put it in there.
So that we'd go out and we'd get a blues CD.
Oh, how much does this cost me for the service?
It's £25 commission per present.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, does it say specifically what blues CD it would be there?
No, it doesn't.
No,
we'd have to go out and have a look, basically.
But you would do that. Do you wrap
it? Yeah, we are.
We wrap it. We have a choice of three wrapping papers. We've got what we call the aged paper look.
Right.
We've got some with the newspaper print design on it. Or we've just got the non-denominational white paper.
When you say newspaper print design, you mean it is newspaper?
Yes. £25.
It's very accurate. It's very accurate in newspaper. Yeah, but £25, I mean, obviously, with some of the cheaper presents, say a present of about £2, that will seem quite a markup. But for example, we'll go out and get you a car if you pay enough. And £25 on top of the price of a car is
the wrapping little. Paper alone for a car would cost £25. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Any other examples?
Yes, indeed. I mean, for example, I mean, anybody got any ladies in their lives?
No. But, you know...
I mean, pretend we had.
Well, say, for example, you were to buy a present for the lovely Ronnie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we have Ronnie.
Yeah. Now, we'll do a woman pack.
Woman pack.
It's a special pack we'll make up.
Well, the woman pack basically comprises of an Enya CD.
Right.
Women like Enya.
Do they?
Yeah, it's the Orinoco Flow.
Really?
Yes. Ronnie, you presumably like Orinoco Flow.
Obviously,
women like Enya.
Well, all women like Enya, but I mean, that's not the only thing in the pack. So
also, we have a bra.
A bra.
Women.
Bra.
And, what happens if I don't know the size of bra?
One size fits all.
One size fits all. And new Wonder Bras do fit any woman of any size from 9 to about 80.
I beg to differ there, but I.
The third selection, obviously, will be Body Shop lipstick.
Right,
exactly. So you're saying that all women would be happy with either a bra, a nondescript.
Well, there's going to be something in there. There's going to be something in there.
What, a bra, lipstick, or an Enya record?
What about the man in my life?
We'll do a man pack.
What's in that? Which basically comprises of meat. Brian Adams CD.
It's all men like Brian Adams.
Yeah. Lynx deodorant, Africa.
What if you don't like meat? What if you're a vegetarian and someone gives you that present? You'd throw it away.
You can throw the meat away or give it to a friend who doesn't
eat
meat.
The Brian Adams
CD. That's an ungrateful attitude.
Thanks very much, guys. Just before we move on to find out what Peter did, if you Father Christmas doesn't exist, of course, but we exist, and if you have a present you want, don't write to Father Christmas. Write to us. The person with the best letter, the best reason why they should get the present, will get whatever they write in for. Remember, that's PO Box 168 WC29NX in London. So go for that. So now let's find out what Peter did next at the shops.
Yeah, this is Bedford Hill now. It's nice, isn't it? Here we are. I'm coming to get the ingredients for my recipes. This is Maston News, famous in Balham produce place. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. It's the man there. Raj.
Hello.
Oh, it's some magazines up there that... The ladies, you know, their chest and things. And show all that hair that they have.
And what are you making today?
I'm making a Monster Munch soup.
Right.
That's what I'm making. So, you have to check. What I always do is, like, get a bag of Monster Munch and, like, check them. You have to feel them.
What are you checking for?
Well, just for, like, whether there might be a broken one in there. Or, if there's, you know, just sort of like, you know, when people, like, feel cabbages. You know, well, I'm broke. I don't mean like people like, you know, there is a man that goes in the greengrocer down there that just feels cabbages all day and they have to ask him to leave eventually. But, it's a Monster Munch. Is it possible to try one from the bag and then if I don't want that, I'll try another one?
No, you can buy one and then try it if you like.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if I open the bag and, you know.
You can't try it and put it back.
I'm making Monster Munch soup today.
Yes.
Well, then how do you suggest I prepare the Monster Munches?
I've never had Monster Munch soup. You just eat the Monster Munch from... Open the packet and just eat it, straight off.
From the bag?
Yes, you don't make soup with it.
But I could. That's what I'm doing.
Oh.
See, now, have you got any water? Just wondering if you could, like, put some tap water in the bag for me, or a box of water.
No, they come in a bottle. If you bring your own bottle, I'll probably put some in for you if you want. You're that desperate.
Oh, you got dog food, does he?
You want some?
No, not today. That last tin I bought was a bit... made me feel a bit ill. I don't think it's very good for people. I wrote a joke. Got a joke, actually. Light bulb joke. How many men does it take to change a light bulb? One.
Yes.
One man. To change the light bulb. Sorry. That's everything. Got all the ingredients there. Got this packet of Monster Munches, cigarettes, and I forgot the toilet rolls for the toilet spring rolls. Fly and wasp killer. Be better if it was like flies and wasps killer. At the moment, you just only like kill one fly and one wasp. Might be used.
Well, we'll find out what happened to Pete when he got home after this.
This is for our producer, Kathy, who was 28 years old yesterday and feels very grown up.
Oh, yes.
It's The Doubting Woman by the wonderful Vic Chesner.
Very festive,
from
name.
His brilliant LP, Is the Actor Happy? Rich, is the actor happy?
Well, if he's Anthony Hopkins, I'd guess not if he's listening to this show. But I doubt he is. He's probably in Hollywood recording some...
I was supposed to tell you about the point of departure, but with the aim of a drunken archer, I will probably stray. You can see in her bold eyebrow, you can see in that fancy cup, that even her freakish nipples are akimbo. Oh, no doubt she is the doubting woman. No doubt she is the doubting woman. there's a little matter of the bathing beauty. He was such a little cutie, but she's shy. She has a special sponge that is optional to hide her painterly nipples from our eyes. No doubt they are the doubting women. No doubt they are the doubting women. To tell you the case of a cult. It's called a cult of inspiration, and it is rewarding. You can be filled with the tingle of euphoria, of total animation and of wonder. Oh, no doubt we love the doubting woman. We love the doubting woman, the doubting woman, doubting woman, oh, the doubting woman, the doubting woman.
Hey, out to the kitchen. Ah, oh, look, someone's been sick.
Do you want to clear that up before we start cooking?
Oh, don't worry, it'll go away eventually. Right, anyway, let's do the recipe. Now, what you need for this is like a bag of Monster Munchies and a kettle there with some water in it as well. What you do is open the bag of Monster Munchies. Then you take the lid off the kettle like this. There. And make sure there's water in there. Yeah, there's plenty of water in there. And pour the Monster Munchies in the kettle. There you go. You're making a noise there. Water mixing with them. You put the lid back on and boil the kettle. While you're waiting for the kettle to boil, you might want to do something else, like it's nearly done. There you go. Oh, look, delicious. What you do is then you just unplug the kettle, and then you use the kettle as a sort of bowl and serve the Monster Munch soup straight into your mouth with a spoon. It's lovely, that. Monster Munch soup. Right, this is a nice side dish here. And it's called toilet spring rolls. Right, what you do is get a toilet roll. There you go. That, you know, it's like from when all the paper and you've used it all up. Anyway, what you do is get a toilet roll like that. And put it on the side of the plate next to your main meal. Right. And then while you're eating the food, so look at it and imagine that it's a spring roll from the Chinese takeaway, and that you're leaving it to last. And then when you've eaten everything else, it's best to imagine you haven't got any room for the spring roll, and that you're going to throw it away. Toilet spring rolls.
Thanks for that, Pete. Thanks for doing that. Going out, it was worth sending you out with a man. We've got some more old people replacement money things. We've got Catherine Ackers on the phone. Are you there, Catherine?
Hi.
Hello, what's your idea to replace the coinage with?
Well, I think we should replace it with little models of Jarvis Cocker.
Ooh, old people.
Old people hate stars.
They do. They would hate that, especially with his lanky limbs. Okay, thanks very much.
Would these models of Jarvis Cocker, would their foreheads be individually branded with the denomination of the coin?
What do you think, Catherine?
She's gorgeous.
I think so. And also, because, you know, coins have to have the queen on.
Yeah.
Jarvis is queen, as all pulp fans know.
Thank you very much. Cheers. So you got another one on the line there, Stu?
A theory and a pun there. Ian Wilson of Knotts. Ian Wilson, hello.
Hi.
What do you want to replace coins with to confuse old people?
I think they should replace with a small, rare tropical fish.
That'd be a good idea.
That would be good.
It'd be strange, I don't know if it would annoy old people. They would be. They would annoy me. They would die and smell.
They'd have to have.
Well, all the banks could be replaced with large fish tanks.
I think old people would love that.
I think they
You're
would.
You're mad. Like
that. But thanks for calling
You're
in.
You're driven by madness. Who do you think's going to win, Steve?
Well, I was going to say Peter Buck.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's a 30-year-old man.
I suddenly thought that Ian Wilson's rare tropical fish idea. That sounds great.
No.
No, I don't want that to win. That's good. Because the thought of the, you know, them in the,
All right, you've won, Ian. I'm surprised. Sorry about that, but I would have voted for Peter, but there we go. Just to reiterate that, Father Christmas, remember, I'm sorry to break this to you, Father Christmas doesn't exist, but Lee and Herring do, and we are prepared on the final budget of the show, if you write in and tell us what you want, the best nomination, the best present, and the best reason, tell us why you want
why
the
you
thing.
Want it. Why you deserve it. Why do
why
you deserve,
deserve it? You will literally get that thing. Our address is P.O. Box 168 London, WC2 9NX. That's also the address for Hearts of Paper, so keep those coming in and nominate other people, not yourselves. That's not the way it works, Hearts of Paper. Somebody's done a mediocre thing. We've still got the Brian and Roger Platty with us. Scott, well, you got a gift voucher idea.
If you don't actually like meat, we could throw in a comb. Just to tag on.
If you don't have meat.
For vegetarians, a comb. Mm-hmm.
Well done. But what we think is going to really catch on this year, I mean, we're expecting a lot of advance orders. Mm. Haven't got anything yet, but I'm sure we will get them, is if you can't think of anything else to give somebody money pack. We will sell you money.
We'll do your money pack. Pay us £25 and we'll send you up to £25 in through any different denomination you want.
So it costs you £50 in total. But
for £25. Will you wrap that up in a nice sort of card or something?
Well, it's a special presentation bag that it comes in from the bank.
Right.
And
why should we do
I mean, it's very good, you know. I mean, it's the ultimate gift voucher, we think.
We'll do your cards. Got two types that we anticipate doing well this year. The Far Side Gary.
Yeah, very funny. We think they're going to be very popular.
Very off the wall.
Cows enclosed and things like
that. The more traditional one.
Yeah, that's the Robin.
That was last year. We got Victorian folk coming out of a church.
It's not the Robin.
No, that was last year. Victorian folk coming out of the church.
Yeah. That's great, guys. That's Brian and Roger Platty there.
£25 each.
If you want to utilise any of those present ideas, I'll certainly be getting my father those grey gloves.
Good.
Via you. So do write in to PO Box 168 London, WC29NX. That's also the address for the new Lee and Herring 1995 awards. There's been a lot of awards ceremonies. We want the prop ones now. Please do write in with these, and the winners will get real awards, which will be presented next week on the show. Now, the categories are, first category is most mediocre thing of 1995. Anyone got any ideas what could win that?
3D clocks of a biblical scene, like a biblical scene on 3D image with a clock mounted on it.
That is mediocre.
Costs £2.
The most mediocre thing for that year was when that probe was sent down to the Service of Gosport in Hampshire.
Did they discover any life there?
No life.
Right. No life. Pete, want to meet any mediocre things?
Sand.
Is mediocre. Maybe something more 1995 based. You know, we don't want to give anything away. What's the second category?
Second category is most stupid voice person of the year. Could be Rod Hull, for example.
Yes, vote for me!
Could have been Rod Hull.
Or Hunter? Rod Hull!
Hunter from Gladiators.
Yeah, could for me as well. That's always a chance.
Fred Talbot.
Well, if you want to.
Or just someone who isn't done by Kevin Eldon, just a person in the real world.
No. What? That wasn't me.
All right, I was confused. Yeah. And the third one is the most Cornish-faced person. There's a myriad of people. Tony Parsons obviously has won that
for the
last 5 years. Liam Gallagher could be a new incomer there. What's the next one, Stu?
Next category, we want to give out an award for the most mediocre award or award ceremony.
Most rubbish one. I think the British Comedy Awards has got to be the most rubbish one in any award won by Rory Bremner, in my opinion. Category number five, the person whose mouth should be stuffed with leaves in 95, the person you'd most like to see in 1995 with their mouth stuffed with leaves.
We're not going to give you any suggestions for that one.
No, it could be anyone you like. Could be maybe one of us. So that's PO Box 168. This is our new address, London, WC29NX. Of course, it's Frank Sinatra's 150th birthday this week. I'm very good to see him celebrate that. And this is Frank and his daughter Nancy Sinatra singing this song, which is called Something Stupid.
Younger listeners will recognise this from the mediocre version that's currently out by Ali Campbell and his daughter.
There seems something a bit unsavoury about a young girl having to sing a song with a bloke from UB40. Poor thing.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. Though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
You've been listening to The Lee Ann Herring Show, which featured Richard Herring, Stuart Lee, Peter Bainham, Kevin Eldon, Ronnie, Veronica Ancona, Sally Phillips and Peter Serafinovitz. It was produced by 28-year-old Kathy Smith. Chris Neal recorded the Peter in Balham segment, was too drunk to get round to editing it, what with it being near Christmas and past lunchtime, so Kathy did that too.
The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Great, that's the end of the show.
Yeah,
thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.
To go.
Music from my late sister.
It's Steve Lamack again. He wasn't killed. It's a bit like the bit at the end of the Terminator.
Yeah, we should have realised. This always happens with evil monsters and the like. He's back.
And this time he's angry. No, my arm. It's been ripped off. Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffun.net.